Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In just a few hours, the iconic ball drop in New York's Times Square will ring in the new year. New York City police are on high alert, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The NYPD is going to take no chances, and they're asking for the public's engagement. We've seen that in a recent example during the Luigi Mangione manhunt. If you see something, say something, tell a police officer. There will certainly be plenty of them around here, even starting right now.
And law enforcers say there are no credible or specific threats. The Treasury Department is issuing sanctions against outfits in Russia and Iran for trying to interfere in the 2024 U.S. election, singling out an organization of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and a Moscow-based affiliate of the main Russian intelligence service and its director. A team of U.S. investigators, including reps from Boeing, have examined the site of that jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. A down day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Nearly half the states in the U.S. are set to raise their minimum wages at the start of the year. The pay increases will affect about 9 million workers. Nearly all of Puerto Rico will welcome the new year in the dark. A power outage has hit nearly the entire island.
An island-wide blackout plunging Puerto Rico into darkness on New Year's Eve, leaving 90% of customers, some 1.3 million, without power. The utility that runs the grid blaming the outage on a failed underground power line and says repairs could take a couple of days. It's just another frustration for Puerto Rico's residents, already familiar with frequent outages due to an outdated power grid that's still reeling from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Texas is one of 15 states that mandate annual inspections for non-commercial vehicles. But starting tomorrow, most drivers in the Lone Star State will no longer be required to have their cars pass an annual safety exam. State lawmakers recently removed that requirement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Mostly cloudy and cooler tonight. Chance of flurries by late evening, low 21. Winds will be northwest 7 to 14. On New Year's Day, breezy and cool. Mostly cloudy and stray flurries in the morning, then partly sunny later, high 28. Winds will be west 10 to 16. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 15. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 10 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 28 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today is Tuesday, December 31st. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Three people were found dead in a New Lisbon home yesterday afternoon. The Juneau County Communications Center received a call regarding the three individuals who were found in the home. A person of interest in the investigation is being identified as Virgil G. Thieu. Thieu is a 47-year-old white male weighing approximately 150 pounds and stands 5'10 in height. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat and hat. Virgil Thieu is currently wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement asks that if seen, do not confront or approach him. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved critical incident investigation in the city of Madison that occurred last night. At approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject and cleared the subject for transport by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was observed to be unresponsive. The subject was transported to a local hospital where he remains. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers will be placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of noroviruses and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates and RSV cases are low, but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents travel to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The Bosco Belt Area School District has two seats up for election this spring. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Kuska are board positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April of 2028. Both Luce and Kuska have filed notifications of non-candidacy. By filing the notifications of non-candidacy, Greg Luce and Jimmy Kuska have given advance notice that they do not intend to be a candidate for re-election to their school board office. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of Bosco Belt School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Kuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Bosco Belt. A qualified elector of the school district who wishes to become a candidate and have their name appear on the election ballot for any of the school board seats that will be contested at the 2025 spring election must file all necessary forms at the Bosco Belt District office no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday. That's Tuesday, January 7th. Additional information about the school board elections is available at the district office. The spring election will be held on Tuesday, April 1st. If your primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. The Springs, Wisconsin Supreme Court election between former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crowder is promising to be another high-spending contest for ideological control of the court. Wisconsin Watch is a fact-checking the candidates, including Schimmel's claim that Crawford opposes the state's voter ID law. Is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford has opposed the state's voter ID law, which took effect in 2016. Crawford, a lawyer in a lawsuit that challenged voter ID, suggested it would be, quote, acceptable, unquote, if voters could sign affidavits instead of showing ID. In 2018, she called the law, quote, draconian, unquote. UW-Madison estimated the law prevented 4,000 to 11,000 Milwaukee and Madison area voters in 2016. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's a grim landscape for newspapers in the Badger State, and more people are getting inaccurate information. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Here in Wisconsin, one in five newspapers has shuttered in the last year. UW-Madison professor Robert Aysen says the rise in social media as an information source and options like podcasts means people are increasingly getting news from biased or inaccurate sources. A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation.
Friend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce, including one that would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
We've all set the impossible New Year's resolutions to lose 50 pounds or to give up sweets completely. Lakeland Care Plus consulting organizational impact coach Emily Wright says to make your goals achievable. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
The goal, it's for a year. So like if we're 2 weeks in and we forgot what we wrote down, you know, on January 1st when we were totally pumped writing down our goals, that's okay. That's all right. That's where you can bring in self-compassion. Be like, this is something that's important to me and it's going to be a journey. So that's why the goal is cool to have. That like gives us direction to aim towards something. But having those baby steps, having the processes in place because it's a journey.
If you haven't seen the Rotary Lights yet this year, tonight is your final chance. Don't miss the opportunity to see the hard work of all the volunteers come to light, along with all the trees in honor of and in memory of loved ones. Take a walk through the park tonight from 6 to 6:50 or drive through from 7 to 9. Admission is free, but the donation of a non-perishable food item for the Richland Community Food Pantry or a cash donation to help keep the lights on each year will be appreciated. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held Friday at noon at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning, Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As we bid farewell to 2024 and ring in the new year, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants to take this opportunity to say thank you to its members and friends for all of their generous donations this past year. Donations of time, donations of service and gifts, including financial donations, are always greatly appreciated. And speaking of financial donations, remember this week is your final opportunity to give 2024 tax-deductible financial donations to your favorite charities. And finally, OMHS wishes you and your family, including your pets, a joyful and safe end of the holiday season and a happy and healthy 2025. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going? Hope you're having a great New Year's Eve, everybody. Not too bad out there, all things considered. Looks like generally quiet weather will stick around for the next couple of days. The big story will be a gradual cool down as that northwest wind flow ushers in polar air out of central Canada. Might be a few snow flurries as that cold air comes in later tonight and early tomorrow. Otherwise, dry conditions expected through the weekend, with most of the snowmaking weather makers tracking from the Rocky Mountains down through the central and southern plains over toward the Ohio Valley. That'll be the case all the way through Monday. We'll certainly keep an eye on the systems in case they decide to jog just a little bit further north. Otherwise, again, those temperatures getting below normal by this weekend and likely staying below normal for a good chunk of next week. Nothing record-breaking or anything like that, but you'll definitely need the winter clothing with wind chills at times getting below zero. Here's that forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy, low temperature 21. There's a chance of scattered flurries by late evening. Northwest wind 7 to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow for your New Year's Day, breezy and cool, mostly cloudy with some stray flurries in the morning, then partly sunny later on, high in the upper 20s, west wind between 10 and 16. For Thursday, partly sunny, low 15 degrees, high near 25. Heading into Friday, nice sunshine, but cooler yet, low at 12 with a high of 20. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and cold, low near 5 degrees with a high of 19. Sunday, partly sunny, still brisk, low 4, high 21. And Monday, mostly cloudy and seasonal, a few flurries are possible, low about 7 with a high near 23. Have yourself a safe and enjoyable evening out there. Again, expect temperatures to cool into the 20s this evening. 21 for the overnight low. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work.
Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 28 degrees after a high today of 33 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 35 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1965 is 57 degrees, with a record low of 20 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 32 with a low of 29. Sunset will take place at 4:35. Actually, it took place already at 4:35. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Currently, the winds are out of the east-southeast at around 6 miles per hour. We actually have seen some gusts up to 16 miles per hour today. The barometer reading is 29.95, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 28 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. And believe it or not, there was some area high school basketball action today. It was in girls action, and the last game of 2024 played by the area high school girls was Barneville defeating Mineral Point by a score of 42-39. Giannis Antetokounmpo shook off a four-point first half and finished with 30 points and 12 rebounds as the Milwaukee Bucks rallied from a 19-point deficit and beat the Indiana Pacers 120-112. Brooke Lopez scored 16 points, and Bobby Portis Jr. had 14 points and 15 rebounds for the Bucks, who outscored the Pacers 67-48 at halftime. Benedict Mathurin led the Pacers with 25 points. Pascal Siakam had 20. Elsewhere in the NBA today, there was another final to pass along, and the Celtics beat up on the Raptors with the final score being 125-71. The last game of the regular season is still important to the Packers, even though the team clinched a playoff spot 2 weeks ago. Green Bay will face one of three potential opponents in the first round. Most likely, it is Philadelphia. If they win the road game against the Eagles, the Pack would still be away from home against either Minnesota or Detroit. They're 61% likely to face this scenario and 28% likely to meet the Los Angeles Rams. The long shot for the first round of the playoffs would be the Buccaneers. The newest Brewers starting pitcher, Nestor Cortes, will wear uniform number 65 next season. Cortes wore that number while pitching for the Yankees last year. He and infield prospect Caleb Durbin are coming to Milwaukee in the trade that sent closer Devin Williams to New York. The Journal Sentinel reports Cortes is the first Brewer to ever wear number 65. Last year, catcher Gary Sanchez became the first player in franchise history to wear number 99. While the Marquette men's basketball team sits idle, its ranking remains steady at number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Golden Eagles haven't played since December 21st, 10 straight days without a game due to the holidays. All of the top 13 teams in the poll stayed exactly the same. Marquette is back in action tonight for a Big East Conference game on New Year's Eve at Providence. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is an exciting time for college football, as a lot of bowl games are played during the holiday. Michigan's defense sacked Jalen Milroe five times and forced three turnovers by the Alabama quarterback to lead the Wolverines to a 19-13 victory over the 11th-ranked Crimson Tide in the Relia Quest Bowl. Dominic Zavada kicked four field goals, and Davis Warren threw a first-half touchdown pass to Frederick Moore for Michigan, who finished the season on a three-game winning streak that included back-to-back upsets of rivals Ohio State and Alabama. Alabama's season ended with a loss to Michigan for the second year in a row. The Wolverines and Crimson Tide met in a college football playoff semifinal at last season's Rose Bowl, with Michigan winning on the way to capturing the national championship. Other games that were played today, we have one other final in, and that's in the Sun Bowl. The Louisville beat Washington by a score of 35-34. Games that are currently going on is the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, and it's in the fourth quarter with 1:27 left. Illinois is leading South Carolina by a score of 21-17. In the Texas Bowl in the fourth quarter with 12:06 left, it's LSU leading Baylor by a score of 41-24. And other games that'll be played, or actually one more game is going to be played this evening, and that's the Fiesta Bowl. That'll be played at 6:30 and will feature number 9 Boise State taking on number 4 Penn State. Not even the granddaddy of them all can remain unchanged by the 12-team college football playoff. Oregon and Ohio State can't participate in much of the traditional Rose Bowl pageantry because the oldest bowl game is serving as a CFP quarterfinal this year. But in this rematch of one of the best games of 2024, Oregon and Ohio State hope to start 2025 by creating a classic in the playoff's most anticipated quarterfinal matchup. Many observers think the Ducks and the Buckeyes are the two best teams in the nation, and the unbeaten Ducks welcome the challenge. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle were higher Tuesday. Hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, keeping an eye on chances for a drier pattern in parts of Argentina. Conditions in most of Brazil continue to look generally favorable. January beans are up 16 and a quarter at 9.98 and a quarter. March was 18 and three quarters higher at 10.10 and a half. January bean meal was $5 higher at $307.60. January soybean oil was up 6 points at $39.78. Corn was higher, monitoring that weather in South America with Argentina's crop starting the pollination phase. There was also ongoing support from solid feed, fuel, and export demand. March corn was 6 1/4 higher at 458 and a half, and May was up 5 3/4 at 465 and 3/4. And wheat closed modestly higher after an up-and-down day. A move to bitterly cold conditions in parts of the Midwest and Plains could hit winter wheat hard in areas with no snow cover. Ahead of the U.S. session, Russia's prices were up on crop condition concerns. March Chicago was 3 1/4 higher at 551 and a half. March Kansas City was up 3 1/2 at 559 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was 2 cents higher at 595 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with most months up sharply on cash optimism ahead of this week's direct business. More on that in a moment. February live was up $1.30 at $191.60, and April was $1.25 higher at $194.27. January feeders were up $1.40 at $263.02. March feeder cattle were $1.92 higher at $262.97. And hogs were pressured by the lower midday move in pork and domestic demand questions. February was 32 lower at 81.30, and April lean was down 47 at 86.57. I'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Cash cattle markets remained quiet Tuesday, with a few asking prices at 195 live in the south and nothing reported yet for the dress basis in the north, and no bids either. Widespread trades not expected until at least Thursday. With moderate movement, choice box beef was $1.15 lower at the close at $324.22, and select beef was down 24 at $294.52. Tuesday's cattle slaughter was estimated at 102,000 head, up 64,000 on the week, but down about 20,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed higher with moderate negotiated movement. National direct trade was up $1.27 at $80.08. The Western Corn Belt was 41 cents higher, also at $80.08. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at 52. The pork carcass cutout value dropped $4.02 at the close on Tuesday to 90.30. The estimated hog slaughter of 411,000 head was 240,000 more than the previous week, and but down about 74,000 from last year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield.
farmers made and paid more in November than October. USDA says the index of prices received jumped nearly 7% on the month, thanks to gains in market eggs, grapes, lettuce, and broccoli, which canceled out losses for soybeans, milk, hay, and onions. The index of prices paid ticked up 0.5%. More news after this.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Illinois Farm Bureau's Kevin Semlow says that state's looming budget issues could impact agriculture.
The biggest problem they've got is their revenue projections are about $3.2 billion below what they anticipated on their tax revenues.
Dr. Megan Niederwerder with the Swine Health Information Center says the H5N1 virus is a concern for all livestock producers.
Are our animal caretakers on the swine farm potentially having access to dairy farms or poultry farms? Are there other operational connections that could put our swine farm at risk?
Indiana farmer Kevin Cox says producers should consider planting high oleic soybeans this spring.
This has been an incredible success story for the checkout program.
Wisconsin's Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says the word that describes the agriculture community in 2024 is resilience, because despite tough conditions, farmers continue to produce. I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. One of the expenses farm families often deal with is childcare for very young farm children, if it's even available. Michaela Hoffelmeyer and Trish Fisher at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are part of a multi-state research team looking into the availability and the cost of rural childcare. We'll hear from them next on today's Managing for Profit.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Kayla Hoffelmeyer and Trish Fisher say research shows many farm families are challenged by a lack of child care options for those times when both mom and dad have to do farm work.
We're part of a collaborative project with Professor Dr. Shoshana Inwood at The Ohio State University and Florence Bacow, who is now at Penn State University. So they've done a multi-year, multi-site, multi-method research study looking at how farm parents are navigating the stress and challenges challenges of raising children while trying to operate a farm business. So what are the resources that parents have? You know, what are some of the sacrifices they're having to make in this context where they often are trying to run and fully operate a very demanding business while trying to keep their own children safe and productive?
So our research is focused primarily on farm service providers. So we're one step removed from the farm parents. But I would say that it really depends on sort of the rurality of the community, the availability of paid formal childcare, as well as the proximity of the farm family to their own family members. So we saw in the interviews that a lot of farm parents are relying on grandparents and other sorts of extended family for childcare if they have any childcare arrangements at all. And so we were really focused on the sort of 0 to 5 age and how farm parents are navigating those really difficult years.
The study states were primarily Wisconsin, Ohio, and Vermont. And I think, of course, you know, Wisconsin is a lot larger than Vermont. So you have sort of an issue of people traveling farther distances. Our collaborators have been pretty intentional about working at a national scale. So Dr. Shoshana Inwood has talked in front of Congress about this issue. They've put out a number of research briefs and have also worked with Farm Bureau about actually including some childcare language in the recommendations for the National Farm Bill. So I think we are not necessarily at a stage where we're seeing state by state roll this out specifically, but I think trying to actually get people to consider childcare as part of a farming issue. And then, of course, we're more connected directly with the programmers and organizations that are supporting farmers. So thinking about how working at more of that community level, there might be able to be some additional support. 54% of Wisconsin lives in what they consider a childcare desert. So that's across the whole state. So really, all people are experiencing this.
That's Michaela Hoffelmeyer and Trish Fisher at the University of Wisconsin. And I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
I sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude. It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change, 'cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday, for, you know, the one.
all my money when it's quitting time. I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boots to the boogie. Yeah, do do si do. Come on, baby, let's go boots. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boots to the boogie.
A great song to get ready for Triviathon coming up tonight. In fact, I think I saw Phil, Bo, Ken, Chris, and Joanne all line dancing before this, getting ready for that Triviathon. I know they're going to bring you a great program this evening. And it was cool if you were line dancing, even if you had the dog and cat involved in it. That's awesome. But yes, Triviathon's coming up at the top of the hour, so a lot of excitement in the air. And even if you don't have a team, you can play along at home. That'd be awesome. And good luck to all the teams out there, and much success in tonight's Triviathon. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up. I will be calling it a night. I got to go home and rest to come in tomorrow morning, and maybe I'll sit at home and listen to some Triviathon. So thanks again, everybody, for making WRCO part of your day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, keep it tuned right here to Triviathon coming up at 6 o'clock this evening.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Let me help you save money at the Creative Outlet. From now until January 4th, you can save 50% off on all of our unique scrapbooking papers.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
100.9 WRCO.
But it's hard to see stars with these tears
reasons why. There's broken hearts that'll never be the same. Shattered lives still reeling from the pain of plans and dreams now gone. Oh, how do you move on? But I believe beside me night and day to light the way. It's hard to conceive something you can't see, but I believe. There's 26 angels looking down from above, resting in His mercy, grace, and love. Time may never heal the sadness that we feel, but I be.
WRCO FM in Richland Center. We're just a couple of minutes away from the start of Triviathon 2024. Remember, you call those answers in tonight on 608-647-2111, and our staff is standing by. We'll get underway with the show in just a couple of minutes here tonight.
Hi, it's Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. It's Tuesday again, another senior discount day at Whitaker's. That would be 10% off for the privilege of being past your prime. And you'll save even more because we have hundreds of items that are 25 to 65% cheaper than a big box store. You'll love the simple vibe and the friendly old-fashioned courtesy. You'll feel like a child again. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
The Richland Cattle Center wishes everyone a Happy New Year. This Wednesday, the dairy cattle auction gets underway at 11:30, featuring baby calves and open heifers. Milk cows sell at noon, followed by springing cows and first calf heifers. The auction lineup includes fresh cows, breadback milkers, springing heifers, breeding bulls, and more. Cattle can be viewed individually before the sale. Lactating cows milked post-auction to ensure optimal udder health. Operating 7 days a week, the Richland Cattle Center offers trucking services or overnight care for your cattle. Visit Richland Cattle Center online for the latest updates.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to Triviathon 2024. Here we go, as we ring in the new year with 6 hours of fun trivia. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us now. We have teams that have registered, teams that are registering as we speak, getting ready for the Trivia Challenge. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Inviting you to join us for Triviathon all night long.